Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I've never professed to be adept at using technology. In fact, let the truth be known, that if I get through the day without wanting to toss my computer or cell phone off a bridge, I consider it successful. I'm a calm person, but I have to admit, when this tech stuff doesn't work, I get frustrated. A friend asked me the other day if I rebooted my system when I was having a problem. I told him no, but I'm getting ready to boot this thing for the first time right out the window. Emo Phillips said, "Computer once beat me at chess, but it was no match for me at kickboxing." I have no idea who Emo is, but I like him. Sometimes I check the internet for solutions to problems. The last time I did that, something popped up that gave me pause. It said, quote, "The problem with quotes on the internet is you can never be certain they're authentic." That statement was attributed to Abraham Lincoln. And then there's my smartphone. My word, last week my wife sent me a text asking if I wanted to go to the movies and if I wanted to see a comedy or a thriller. It was her birthday, so I texted back, "It's your B-day, you choose." She immediately replied, "What?" I looked at my message, and that smartphone didn't let me send an abbreviation for B-day. The message it sent was, "It's your body, you choose." Well, I told this story in the office, and after laughing, they asked, "Well, did you then disable the setting configuration?" Say what? Disable the setting configuration. I don't think so. The only thing disabled was my ability to use this thing. Another friend recently asked me if I get my news from Twitter. Are you kidding me? Andy Borowitz's comment is right on target. He said getting your news from Twitter is like asking a cat for directions. I also like another one of his quotes. "I've invented Two Facebook, the anti-social network. You start by being friends with the entire world and then defriend people one by one." Now that seems pretty easy. I know we're not going to get rid of these technological gadgets. In fact, we're probably just going to get more and more of them. People always make a big fuss when one of these things first hits the market. The Wall Street Journal wrote several years ago when the iPad was unveiled, "The last time there was this much excitement about a tablet, it had some commandments written on it." With all this tech stuff running around, one of my greatest challenges will be to achieve simplicity. I know that wasn't one of the commandments, but it should have been. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.